This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. After George Floyd was murdered last year, we started a series of interviews looking at how racism is systemic in this economy. We heard about people's lives. We heard about economics as an academic discipline. We heard about finance. And we heard about economic data and how that data can really obscure what we understand if we don't take it apart a little bit. Disaggregate is the technical term. I talked to Dr. Rhonda Sharp last year about data and the disaggregation of it, breaking groups out by gender and race, among other characteristics, to try to create effective economic policy by understanding how those groups are being affected. So we have gotten her back on the phone for an update here. Dr. Sharp, welcome.
Thanks, Guy.
You and I started this conversation back last June when we had you on. And obviously, you know, you've been looking at this for a very long time. And it was a different time in this society and in this economy last June, different administration, obviously. I wonder what your sense is of whether the Biden administration is taking this on.
I think they are. But I don't know, his racial equity order says in Section 9 that data has to be disaggregated. So I'm super excited about that. But what I am advocating for as president of the Women's Institute for Science, Equity, and Race is that it won't be this trite disaggregation. I said in a Bloomberg article recently, I want to look at reports and see all of me. I want to see me as a ADOS woman. I want to see me as educated, as single, not married, ADOS, an American descendant of slaves. Like, I want to see all of me when I'm reading an article, not just me as a Black woman, because that hides so much of my experience in the U.S. just to talk about me as a Black woman.
So doing this is all in the service of getting more equitable and thus better policy that will help more Americans. My question is, if I'm Jay Powell and I'm disaggregating this data in all the ways you like, or Janet Yellen or Joe Biden, how does this then inform my policy decisions?
Well, I think that one of the things that it helps us to identify are not historical trends, and those historical trends help us to identify systemic inequalities. But it also helps with accountability. Right? You know who you're supposed to help, and they know if you've helped them.
What do you suppose it looks like if we collectively, right, because it's our challenge, if we get this right?
So let me say what I think it doesn't look like. I don't think it means that we don't have inequality. We hear this conversation about an equitable recovery, but 1 year after 12 million women were unemployed, 8 million of them being white, white women have the lowest unemployment rate, and there's no conversation about that. Our unemployment numbers, as we're opening up, look like what we have historically seen. White unemployment is at a level, and for everyone else, it's nearly twice that. When we get this right, we can have honest conversations about our inequality, and then we can begin to have collective conversations about how do we address that.
Which I absolutely understand, and obviously we get better policy when that happens. But let me ask you the reality check question. The American economy is a $20 trillion beast. It is hard to maneuver and get policy decisions made in the best of times. Is it really possible to make these decisions at such a granular level, do you think?
So yes and no. And so my yes is we have seen that when we are concerned about the economy, when we are concerned about people, we move. I think what's most important about this and what I like to say is the beauty of disaggregating data is that every person, every business and sector can see themselves in the data. It influences, I think, just overall how we see America progressing towards an equitable society. And that's not a partisan issue.
Rhonda Vanche Sharp, she is the president of the Women's Institute for Science, Equity, and Race. Dr. Sharp, thanks for your time, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kai.